You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another JRE review. This week, I'm reviewing Andrew Santino, episode 1293. One of the greatest. Dude that opens up for Joe all the time. Absolutely fucking hilarious. Also a ginger, so gotta respect that. Power to the gingers. And yeah, just a fucking brilliant comedian. He's always so funny. First off, though, I want to hit on something that I've noticed on Instagram. Joe's dog, Marshall, has over 300,000... Instagram followers right now, and recently Black Jaguar White Tiger, which is an awesome account. It's the like the dude down in Mexico that saves all the tigers and big cats. He just gave Marshall a shout out, and he has 6.7 million followers, right? Who's running that account? Is that Joe's wife or like one of his kids? You gotta wonder if that starts to really take off, and it's just getting to the point where like Joe's wife is like, you know what, Joe, I've got to, you know, I'm kind of big into this account right now. I just don't know if I can deal with what you're bringing to the table, and ends up leaving Joe and taking the dog and keeping the account going. It's just like, what? How popular is this man getting to where his dog has over a third of a million followers? It's a cute dog, though. Gotta love it. Anyway, let's start this review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
All right. Yeah, you know, I really hate my intro. I need to change this intro. It's so annoying. Even listening to me say that is just ridiculous. I apologize to you guys. I just didn't know how to make an intro. So that's what I did, but I'm going to change it and make it less annoying. Andrew starts out with something that's close to my heart, talking about weed. How much should I smoke a day? Or today, right? Do I have my shit together? Because there's nothing worse than being a stoner and not getting anything done. It's really only beneficial when you're getting things done, but you also get to be a stoner. And then the other question, how high should I get? Right? As high as I can, not recommended, especially when we're dealing with edibles. Keep it classy. Don't get too deep with the weed. Just enjoy the day and move on. And I love that, you know, like many of Joe's friends, he's a solid advocate for it, right? Moving on from that, they bring up this awesome thing that's been going on online. They talk about it, this ancient pouch. It's like fox skin or something. It's from like over 1,000 years ago. And it's like a drug pouch. And they found like DMT in it. They found a bunch of things. I think cocaine, like a load of different drugs, right? So what was this guy? A shaman? Was this seen as like actual medicine? Was he like a medicine man? I don't know, but it's kind of fucking crazy that that was found. And I think that it's really freaking cool in a way. Right? I wish we could learn more about what was going on there. Maybe he was just the guy that was like hitting up like ancient Coachellas, and he was just that dude. You've got to assume they've always been around, but it's kind of cool that even back in those olden days, like they had a clue of what this stuff was and they knew how to make it. I mean, come on. When it comes to like old technology, isn't that like really where our focus is? How awesomely we can get, you know, fucked up? Maybe in a classy way. I don't know. We've had alcohol forever. Damn right we've had these other drugs. They've got to be around. One thing that I really liked about this conversation with Andrew Santino is that they were talking about like the little monkeys and stuff. Like the monkeys in Costa Rica. Joe was on vacation there. And they can eat Oreos. And he's talked about it before. But I don't know if you guys have ever been anywhere where monkeys are just like roaming around. I lived in Sri Lanka when I was younger, and we used to have this monkey out that basically lived out back in the tree. And it's so easy to like anthropomorphize these creatures because they're just like scampy, naughty little humans. And the Buddhists there would talk about it because they're all about reincarnation. So they would be like, oh yeah, if you misbehave, you come back as these monkeys. And then you watch them behave and you're like, oh yeah, they're just a bunch of little assholes. Let me tell you right now, monkeys are kind of little assholes. This one in the tree behind my place just used to throw rocks at me and would laugh. I'm pretty sure it was like a little monkey cackle, but it was laughing at me. It just knew that I couldn't, and I wasn't going to throw rocks back at a monkey. I was like, come on, dude. Let's be friends. We just eat the bananas out of the tree that was below it and then scurry up into the coconut tree and just throw rocks at me. He just hated me being in the garden. It was kind of hilarious, but also it was a pretty good shot with a rock, so I couldn't be around there. Little bastards. I tell you. Smart little fucking things. Andrew talks on this podcast about him and his wife and how they have this deal about not getting fat. And I liked it because he wasn't just saying, look, you can't get fat to his wife. He was saying, I can't. And it's like this accountability thing where they're like, yeah, we're going to work on that. I think that that would be good for some relationships. Not the fat thing, but just like something you both agree on that you struggle to do. And you both just say, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to stay in this shape, or we're going to continue going to this organization, or we're going to keep up on our reading. I don't know what it is, but like just something that kind of brings things together. And then on the same note as health, they got into some gross stuff about compounded shit building up in your body and just sticking there and not being able to get it out. And look, I'm 37. I don't know how old you guys are, but as you get old, I hate to say it, there will be times of massive constipation, and it's no joke. It could be pretty terrifying. Not to get too serious right now, but there was this one time when I went on a trip and I was with my girlfriend. She's a lot younger than me. So, you know, these kind of things to her, just gross. She's just like, oh my God, I'm dating this old gross person. But I had it bad. I don't know why. I don't know if it was because I was traveling or what I was eating or a combination of the two, but it was horribly backed up. And I had to take her to a store to get suppositories. We were like shopping for it. Of course, the whole time she's making fun of me. She's like, oh my God, what else do you need? Are you going to need adult diapers soon? Look, fellas, you just got to take it sometimes. All right, you just got to take it on the chin and be like, yep, I am gross. And thank God for suppositories. I don't know what they're made of, but that stuff slipped right out. So don't get yourself in that. Think about fiber. I think that's my point. Let's think about fiber. Let's stay on it. Vegetables. What's the best fiber? Cereal? I don't know. Whatever it is, get a bit of it in your system. Let's go. Big shout out to Denver. First state to decriminalize mushrooms. They covered that. What does that mean? What does decriminalize mean? I don't know. Do they not arrest you? Can you buy it? Is there going to be mushroom stores? I think it's just the first step in something pretty awesome. And, you know, I don't advocate heavy hallucinogenics for everyone, but there's a place for it. And it's fucking awesome that America is, like, really leading the way in this stuff. I know Canada legalized marijuana across the board, but I think that it was really motivated by how America did its system. And because the US is more like state to state, it's kind of better because you get to run little, almost like experiments, simulations in each state, see how it works, see how it doesn't. And when it works and there's benefits, then other states can apply instead of just throwing it blanket over the whole country and being like, good luck, see how you get on. I say, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what direction that shit goes, honestly. I mean, you know, and it makes you think, not just that they legalized it, but when you're doing shrooms, it makes you think. It makes you think about that's why marijuana is so beneficial. You know, it's not like having a bunch of beers where you don't have to think about your problems. It's like really making you face them. And you can go as deep as you want, right? I don't recommend going too deep. That might freak you out, but go deep at times, you know? Spend a night. I don't know. If you're the kind of person that goes out, you know, three times a week, if you're young, you're early 20s, and you're just getting hammered like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's fine. Do it. Have fun, you know? But what would be the harm of every few months just putting one night aside, get some good friends together, people you trust, people you care about, going deep with some shrooms and really like taking a look at yourself. Being like, what am I doing? Where am I going? Am I making some good choices or not? You know, I mean, especially in your 20s, you're flying through your 20s. It's hard to get a grasp of like what you're going, like what you're doing. Everything seems to be going so fast, and it's like trying to just figure yourself out. I guess you're always trying to figure yourself out for sure, but I don't think it would hurt to throw that in there. I don't think it would. We'll see. We'll see. We'll get some information back, you know, in time. And then lastly, they covered, or Joe did, he brought up John Dudley's drink when they were all out hunting together. And, you know, they talk a little bit about hunting, which I like. But for the real Joe Rogan fans, if you remember that drink they made, I can't remember what they called it. But it was like the last killer drink, right? For all the real Rogan fans out there. It was like Red Bull and wine and anything else in the minibar. Man, I wish I remember what it was called. I knew earlier. I should have wrote it down. That is just one that has popped up again. And I'd like to know how many Rogan fans out there ever made that drink and tried it. It sounds disgusting. But those guys were improvising and they were having a great time. If you've never heard that, I think they were in Lanai hunting in Hawaii or wherever that island is. I think it's out there. And they all did a podcast together and they were just drinking. It was like recorded on Joe's phone. But it's a great podcast. It's a lot of fun. It just goes to show that you don't need all the best equipment. You just need the best people. And I love it. But anyway, Santino, you're a legend. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. You know, send me some love and good comments. And I appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Bye.